Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that if reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, this afternoon I hope they're going to be the views of Betty Martini, who's going to be with us, and, of course, she's going to be talking about the problem with the poisoning of the minds of our children and the American people, and the gross damage that is done to us by the poisons that they're putting into our food, specifically NutraSweet and MSG. Now, Betty comes from, actually, her husband many years ago when he retired said, "Hey, honey, do you want to go and see the world and travel, or do you want to save the world?" And Betty said, "I want to save the world," and so she has dedicated herself without hesitation, spending full time on this campaign to expose the fact that they're poisoning the American people with NutraSweet and MSG, and they know that. The scientific studies are out there, and everything is being done to conceal the truth from the American people. And, you know, I'm often asked, well, why would anybody want to do that? And I would say, do you think there are people in the world who hate America? I mean, why would people want to become communists or socialists? And because they hate America. They hate everything we stand for. And what better way to destroy a great nation than to poison its people, to destroy the minds of its youth? And we see the end result of that today when our young people, our children, finish high school. Most of them, when they're tested competitively with students from the rest of the world, our students can't compete. That has nothing to do with the fact that we've got a poor educational system, although we do have a poor educational system. But I'm firmly convinced from what I've read and studied that we're actually doing damage to the minds of our children. As you know, one in six American children has a neurodevelopmental or behavioral or learning disability. How do you think that happened? Certainly we know that if you drink fluoridated water, it lowers your intelligence. And in the areas of China where they've actually evaluated this, why it takes about, on average, 10% off the IQ. That would mean probably in some children would take 20% off the IQ, and others it might only take no change in the IQ at all. But on average, about 10% reduction in IQ. And as Dr. Blaylock has pointed out, in areas where there's fluoridated water, you have a lot of people with subnormal intelligence and very few, if any, geniuses. Why would anybody want to do that? Well, because there's some people who have a different worldview, because they dream a different dream, because they march to a different drumbeat, because they worship a different god, or they hate God, and they really are destructive. And this is one of the most incredible stories, the story that Betty Martini will tell us about NutraSweet and MSG. Betty, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, delighted to be back on your show, Dr. Monte.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you. And tell me, I understand that there's some new things that have come out here. Why don't you tell us about them?
Well, as you know, aspartame, or NutraSweet Equal, as it's called, has caused an epidemic of obesity. And so people have not understood what it is, and that they think it's from eating things with too much sugar. And they're wondering about all these things happening in this epidemic of diabetes, which, of course, aspartame causes also. And so they have changed the protocols. They have started saying that, well, they took all pop out of grammar school and middle schools, but they're saying, well, the only thing they can have in high school is diet pop, and of course that's going to have aspartame in it. And aspartame, most people think, is an additive, but in reality it's a very addictive, excitoneurotoxic, carcinogenic drug that interacts with all drugs and vaccines.
And of course, it produces pathological obesity, and every animal is given to, including human beings, and they know that, but they don't want you to know it. We'll be right back with Betty Martini.
Are you you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we've been talking with Betty Martini about the terrible effects of aspartame. And you can sort of remember it's an A for adipose tissue and S for sugar and diabetes. It promotes, it causes real problem with diabetes. And P, because it affects, of course, the mind very close to the pineal gland, certainly the hypothalamus. A for autoimmune disease, R for raving or convulsions. And T for tumors, and it affects the mind. It really does affect the mind and affects the endocrine system. It affects literally every organ in the body, and they know that. But, I mean, why would they give something that would produce brain tumors in animals? Why would they give something that they know increases the incidence of tumors? And why would they give something that would actually damage the brain? Because excitotoxins do destroy brain cells. You pick up the story there, Betty.
Okay, so what we're so concerned about is in doing this, number one, it's going to make addicts of high school kids all over the United States. Methanol is classified as a narcotic, and of course, aspartame liberates free methyl alcohol, which affects the dopamine system of the brain. The chronic methanol poisoning does, and that causes the addiction. So it also reduces IQ, it causes confusion, it causes blindness, it causes behavioral problems. And in order to stop this, I've asked all the world experts on aspartame to write new articles, including one from Feingold, and that's the ADD people, and that banned aspartame a couple of years ago. And we have all these articles in one document called Report for Schools, Pediatricians, and OBGYN. And what we're doing is we're part of the Make a Difference Day on October the 28th, and we have this on www.wnho.net. It's right on the front banner. And all you have to do is call your school and get the email address, because it's like 42 pages long, and email it to your principal, to your board of education, to your pediatrician, to your university, to your nursery school. And every time you do this on October the 28th, you may save the lives of thousands of children, because they'll be taking it out when they read those reports from the experts.
Now, that is www.wnho.net?
Right. Uh-huh. And, of course, we're doing it all along, but that's a special day for people all over the world to do it, because we can just save the lives of thousands of the children. They've destroyed a generation of children. Even Feingold says they started calling this problem with children ADD in 1981. Well, it was 1981 that aspartame was approved. And that's when we came with this epidemic of learning problems and behavioral problems and drug interactions. And today our children are medicated instead of educated. And there was even a study at the University of Norway a few years ago that shows that aspartame destroys the brain, especially in the area of learning. And today we've actually scanned in the famed Dr. John Oney's report to the Board of Inquiry. That revoked the petition for approval on aspartame, and it's 49 pages telling the FDA how aspartame will destroy the brain of the unborn, cause birth defects, and the brain not completely developed. And in combination with MSG would just be a double whammy. It would just be the most horrible thing that could happen. And the FDA agreed with Dr. Oney and revoked the petition for approval. And you know the story from the movie Sweet Misery, where James Turner explains that Don Rumsfeld was CEO of Searle at the time, and because they would not approve it, he said he would call in his markers. He was on Reagan's transition team, and the day after President took office, he appointed somebody who would overrule the Board of Inquiry. And the most incredible story is that he actually wrote an executive order making the FDA powerless to do anything about aspartame, because it would take maybe 30 days to get Dr. Hayes there. And then when Dr. Hayes got there, he overruled that Board of Inquiry and put that on the market, knowing that it was a deadly, deadly drug.
Now, of course, was it Reagan who wrote the executive order? Who wrote the executive order?
President Reagan.
President Reagan.
Right.
So we're not going to hear about that, of course, in the lie papers that most of us get. Now, this idea that it actually lowers intelligence, are there any scientific studies that show that? Are these animal studies? Are they human evaluations? How do they know it lowers intelligence?
Well, I know that the first study, of course, it's in Dr. Roberts' medical book, medical text, Aspartame Disease and Ignored Epidemic. And then it has been shown in studies. I know that the first study that Dr. Paul Spears did, he was very, very concerned about the reduction of IQ and the cognitive effects that aspartame would have on students. Now, that was about the time, you may also remember, that many of these scientists spoke out in Congress, like Dr. Richard Wortman of MIT, and in the UPI investigation, they threatened Dr. Wortman that if he did studies on aspartame and seizures, that he would reject their research funds, and they did. And all these doctors like Spears and Dr. Schomer in Massachusetts, they no longer speak out on aspartame, and all of a sudden they started, MIT got funding, Dr. Wortman stopped speaking out, all of a sudden Monsanto actually funded another study for Dr. Spears, and then everything was just fine when it was funded and controlled by Monsanto. And this is the reason that Dr. Walton did research on scientific peer-reviewed studies and funding and showed it on 60 Minutes with Dr. Oney in 1996, showing that 92% of all independent scientific peer-reviewed studies show the problems that we see in aspartame, whereas only the ones controlled by industry and funded. And then he says if you take remove one pro-aspartame summary and six studies that had to do with the FDA because of the controversy of their incestuous relationship with industry, he says it would be 100% of independent scientific peer-reviewed studies. So we now know, you know, that anything that has to do with the manufacturers of aspartame, you simply cannot trust. I mean, so the independent studies have showed all these problems. And in fact, some years ago, naturally nobody would intentionally do a study on aspartame with children because it's too well known of all the effects that it has on them. But Dr. Barrett down in the Dominican Republic did one accidentally. He had 360 children and he decided to change their diet simply because they were very young, and he felt like if they had too much milk, it could trigger diabetes, and so he changed it to juice, but it was laced with aspartame. And if it had been a few people having these kind of problems, like hyperactivity and learning problems and not knowing what they were doing, it would have been different. But he said all of these children were affected in this manner. And that's when he called me, and that's also in Dr. Roberts' medical text.
Now, are these things that you're speaking of? Are you speaking of these various reports, Dr. Olney's report, Dr. Wharton's report, or the Sperry's report? Are they up on this WNHO website?
Okay, Dr. Walton's study is on www.dorway.com. And you can scroll down to experts, to Dr. Ralph Walton, and you will see that entire research on all scientific peer-reviewed studies. Yes, we have it on web. Dr. Barrett's study, his accidental study, and incidentally when he took all those 360 children off of aspartame, they immediately went back to normal 4 days later.
And they were all hyperactive, was that it?
Yes, all of them. All of them had these problems, and so they, that's when he got them off, they all went back to normal, every one of them. So he knew that it was aspartame doing this, and that's recorded in Dr. Roberts' medical text, which I believe that you have.
Yes, we carry that, but Dr. Barrett's study, is that up on your webpage too?
No, it's not on the webpage. We have it on a warning flyer for children, but it's not on web. It is mentioned in the warning flyer on doorway.com, DORWAY.com. There's a flyer that we used for another Make a Difference Day called Mad Kids, and it records the Barrett study that was done there.
Do you have a copy of that yourself, or was it ever published?
I have a copy. No, it was never published in any journal. It was just published only in Dr. Roberts' medical tech because we dealt directly with Dr. Barrett. But there are many studies that show this. Some of them, I think, are probably recorded in Dr. Blaylock's book, but because people don't normally do studies on children, but they have recorded the cognitive effects, and just like the one in Norway, how it affects the brain as far as learning. And Dr. Roberts' medical text says that it definitely does reduce IQ. And in fact, come to think of it, you know, Dr. Blaylock has a new lecture on nutrition and behavior, and he goes through all those studies and names them. You may even want to provide that. It's an incredible lecture showing that as soon as you get kids off these additives and the studies that were done, that they all went back to normal, and the difference in schools in New York and prisons when these terrible additives are taken away from the kids.
We have that available through Radio Liberty, Nutrition. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Betty Martini. We're talking about the terrible things that this NutraSweet can do. And as we see our young people, so many of them really have difficulty thinking and concentrating or being able to solve problems. You talk to these young people, they can't do mathematics. Many of them can't read or spell. And some of it is a result of poor education, but some of it, I am firmly convinced, is a definite result of the poisoning of their minds by the three major toxins we have. The mercury they're putting into the vaccines, and they're trying to get everybody to take the influenza vaccine, knowing full well it has a toxic dose of mercury. The fluoride they're putting in the water, and then the NutraSweet and MSG they're putting into our food. Now, don't NutraSweet and MSG work pretty much the same, as far as the release of methanol is concerned?
Well, MSG is an excitotoxin, you know, a product that stimulates a neuron to the brain to death. And the aspartic acid in aspartame is an excitotoxin. It's a sister to glutamate. So they are the same. Now, interesting, a lot of the manufacturers of aspartame as far as menthol say, well, there's just a little bit of menthol because there's 10% by weight in aspartame, but scientists know that in molecular chemistry, it would be one molecule of aspartic acid to one molecule of menthol to one molecule of phenylalanine, and so you're talking about 33%. And an interesting note from Dr. Woodrow Monte that he sent me, he is the one that wrote Aspartame, Menthol, and the Public Health, which we do have on Doorway. And you may remember in Sweet Misery, we have Diane Fleming, whose husband, an athlete, died from aspartame, and they found menthol on the autopsy and put her in prison. And she's, this little Sunday school teacher has been there 4 years. And in doing some research, Dr. Monte said, understand that all the symptoms of aspartame poisoning are, in fact, symptoms of menthol poisoning. Every molecule of aspartame turns into a molecule of menthol in the human body. And, of course, you know that menthol is a deadly neurotoxin. You remember during Prohibition, thousands went blind and died from it. So it's extremely serious, and it's why so many of the victims are, they slur their words, and people think that they're inebriated, and they end up either mimicking MS or actually having it precipitate MS, like Corey Brackett, who made Sweet Misery, and who was in a wheelchair until she got off aspartame with a huge lesion, and 8 months later, her lesion all but disappeared off of aspartame, and she went on to make the movie Sweet Misery, A Poison World, to warn the world.
We actually carry that Sweet Misery, and we'll be soon carrying her next DVD, which is Sweet Remedy, which is also excellent. I'm impressed by the first one, but I'd like the second one even better. There's Sweet Misery and Sweet Remedy, and you can actually order those from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. And you can also get Dr. Blaylock's book, Excitotoxins, A Taste That Kills. Aspartame, is it the ignored epidemic or the forgotten epidemic?
An ignored epidemic. Exactly what they've done with it. You know, we're working with a global plague. Now, some of the doctors that were interviewed in Sweet Remedy, like Dr. Cindy Gale, she is Mission Possible Marietta, but she's also an aspartame detox center. And Dr. Pauline Harding, who is in Chicago, is an aspartame detox center. And that's what we're having to do, that people are so ill, is to have doctors set up detox centers, because otherwise, as Dr. Roberts say, they go from doctor to doctor, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars for needless surgery and diagnostic work, when nothing is going to help them until they get off of aspartame. And even then, because of the chemical hypersensitization aspect of it, there is so much that they have to know, which is why I've had the doctors write all these reports to educate the people, because they don't know that it interacts with drugs. The doctors don't know that it interacts with all drugs, so it ties their hands. They have to know to take magnesium the rest of their life to protect the brain and the heart from excitotoxins. And, in fact, one of the best books to learn how to regain your health is Dr. Blaylock's Health and Nutrition Secrets to Save Your Life, because he goes through all the things that aspartame victims are going to have to avoid. You know, they're going to have to stay away from additives and fluoride and other toxins and go back to scratch and not use processed foods with, let's say, artificial or natural flavors. It actually is very, very important and requires quite an education.
Well, you hold that thought. We'll be back in just a few moments with Betty Martini. And, of course, we'll welcome your calls from out across America.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight. The director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Betty Martini. Betty, I want you to get the websites out where people can get the information you have.
Okay, first of all, we have www.wnho.net. That's World Natural Health Organization. And then we have www.dorwaye.com. That's doorway with one O. Those are the two websites. And if they have problems or they are aspartame victims, I'm happy to give it my email address, which is BettyM19@manspring.com. Dr. Blaylock has written a paper called What to Do If You've Used Aspartame. It goes over these many things that victims have to be educated on and what they have to take and what they have to avoid. And it's on our WNHO.net website, and there's also a banner where they can subscribe to the aspartame information list and ask all their questions and get them all answered.
Well, now, Betty, if you've taken aspartame in the past, you've actually had some of these complications. Is the process reversible if you get off the off this drug, which is a drug, which is a harmful drug that we're giving to people? Toxin, I suppose we ought to call it. If it really is a toxin, what happens when you get off of it?
Well, first of all, one of the reasons why we want them on the aspartame information list is because it is so addictive that some people have said they got off cocaine easier than aspartame. And you kind of have to take it one day at a time, and sometimes your symptoms get worse for a couple of weeks while they're going through this withdrawal. And as you know, even going through the detox, you're releasing poison, so they don't feel very well. But as far as some of the damage, it's, as Dr. Blaylock says, he says cells do regenerate. And even Dr. Rayford, who testified for Congress about the eye, says that if you warn somebody in time, for instance, that's gone blind, and vision is in the wet stage because it destroys the optic nerve, he said vision will return. And we've had several people who were legally blind get their vision back because we got them in time and we could tell them, you know, what to do. So, and then Dr. Blaylock explains about certain supplements to heal the immune system, which aspartame destroys, and it destroys the central nervous system. So in many cases, now for instance in the MS case, Dr. Roberts has written a position paper on doorway MS or aspartame disease. Many times it will simply mimic something, and he says that a doctor should never even make a diagnosis of MS until the patient is off of aspartame for several months, even if they're small lesions, because, you know, if they give them that diagnosis and they don't have it, they can lose their insurance. If they put them on toxic drugs and aspartame's already made them toxic, they're just going to get worse. And even in Dr. Roberts' chapter on drug interaction, knowing that aspartame interacts with all drugs because of damage to the mitochondria or life of the cell, that even afterwards sometimes, even when they're off of it, they can still react. So they have to do things, you know, like flush out their system with distilled water, make sure they don't get chlorine and fluoride, and fluoride itself, as you know, is another neurotoxin. So, and they have to make sure that they don't use absolutely any processed foods, because in artificial and natural flavors you see on processed foods, that's where they had MSG and the components of aspartame. And even things like vanillin, you can go to Google and see that, that vanillin, which is on a Hershey bar, is many times mixed with aspartame, and you would have absolutely no way of knowing. So you have to be educated to learn to read labels. You take something like Wrigley's gum, which we have pleaded with them to take out the aspartame, and even sent them Dr. Roberts' paper on absorption, how it works like nitroglycerin, goes through saliva straight to the brain, and Wrigley's doesn't care. Instead of taking it out, they put it in almost all their gums. So some people picking up juicy fruit or things they've used in the past don't realize that aspartame's been put in there. And like dizziness is number two on the FDA report. We had one man that almost went off a cliff chewing Wrigley's gum. So as you see, there's a lot to know, but people can live a normal life sometimes and reverse some of the damage if we get to people in time.
Well, Al, Chris, what about some lawsuits? I know at one time you were working with a lawsuit to try to get a lawyer to bring a class action suit against the companies that were pushing this. Of course, Monsanto. I think Cereal sold it to Monsanto, didn't they?
Yes, and then Monsanto sold it to Michael Dell's investment company, Childs in Boston, Ajinomoto, and Marisol, which is a group of Monsanto managers. Now, there are attorneys that are ready to take cases, but only in New York and New Jersey, and they're only the aspartame brain tumor cases, because aspartame breaks down to diketokiparazine, a brain tumor agent that caused brain tumors in original studies. And as you know, the Ramazzini study, which was peer-reviewed by seven world experts, confirmed FDA's original findings that aspartame is a multipotential carcinogen and causes leukemia, lymphoma, cancer of the peripheral nerves, especially cranial and kidney cancer, and all these different things. But they are taking cases just for the brain tumors in New York and New Jersey, and then we hope that we'll get it off the market when we have sufficient cases there.
Well, I appreciate everything you're doing. Our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to call us, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. I know that for the average individual hearing this, they say, this could not be true. My government would not authorize something that was going to destroy the mind of my children or destroy me, my health. I mean, isn't the government there to protect our health? And ladies and gentlemen, that is, of course, one of the greatest myths of all time. I mean, I've been to the CDC. I've talked to these turkeys. And believe me, some of them, admittedly, were nice people. The one nice man I talked to, Jim Curran, shortly after I visited him, and he asked me what he should do, and I said, you ought to do what was right. He resigned and became head of public health at Emory University. But there are so many people back there who simply go along with the flow of things or are intentionally doing exactly what they're doing. Do you know a better way to destroy a great nation than to have people, you know, who are totally irresponsible or hate our country working within our health organization and facilitating what's happening? The information is there. You need to go to those websites. That's WNHO.net, WNHO.net, and, of course, Doorway, D-O-R-Way.com, and get Betty's material. She's done a yeoman's job of getting the material together for you. And then you need to get it, bound. I'm going to talk to Betty. Maybe we could even pull some of those things down, put them in a little syllabus, and make them available to our listeners who aren't up on the net, or maybe
absolutely
not get a hold of that. Beg pardon?
I said absolutely. That would be very, very good. And I want to tell you, Dr. Stan, it's a lot worse, even because aspartame violates so many different laws. And I wrote a letter to President Clinton last night because President Clinton had dinner with Dr. Roberts. Dr. Roberts told him about aspartame because he uses it. And they have a program for children to use diet drinks. And I made the comment. I said, I am disturbed that laws mean nothing in this country, that aspartame violates adulteration laws, and because of that, and it's illegal to ship something for sale that's adulterated, it violates interstate commerce laws, and it violates the Delaney Amendment, which says that if a product shows cancer in animals, you cannot put it in food. So it violates law after law after law, and the FDA knows it, the government knows it, and they sit back and disregard it, just like they have the most impeccable study ever done, the Ramazzini study, when one of Parliament asked that it be banned in the UK, and you've heard that Stephen Fox is trying to get it banned in New Mexico, and New Mexico Senator Ortiz Pino, which I had the pleasure of meeting when I did a press conference there, has just now faxed President Bush saying, recall aspartame now. Everybody completely disregards the law and everything that has to do with this deadly poison. And the reason is they know if they take it off the market that people are going to wake up from all these horrible problems that fill Dr. Roberts' medical text, and they're going to know what poisoned them, and they just absolutely refuse. They don't even answer a citizen's petition, which by law must be answered in 180 days, and the one that I filed has been there 4 years. So this is another big problem with aspartame.
Well, our telephone number again is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you'd like to talk to Betty, because I don't know anybody who knows more about this than Betty does, and we have a great deal of information, but she is just a storehouse, and every time I talk to her, I learn new things, because she has this tremendous, all of this information. Certainly we know that Dr. Olney was working back in the 1950s and 1960s, showing the relationship between aspartame and brain tumors, and horrible things for children. And yet in animals, they produced brain tumors and they produced brain degeneration. And they knew this. And of course, it never would have gotten on the market if it hadn't been for that great American patriot, Donald Rumsfeld, the friend of Saddam Hussein, the man who sent all of our boys over there to fight and bleed and suffer and die in Iraq, but never to be allowed to win the war. It's almost like deja vu all over again, isn't it? But he was the man, of course, who got this toxic substance released that has killed so many people here in the United States. Good old Donald Rumsfeld also played an important part. And in Tamiflu, this whole shenanigans is about the danger of avian flu. That we've spent billions of dollars buying Tamiflu, produced by Donald Rumsfeld's old company. He's got so much stock in, he probably doesn't even know what to do with all the money he's gotten. But one day he's going to have to pay for what he's done. Maybe not on this earth, but someday he's going to stand before the God of the universe and have to answer for his sins and for the people he's damaged. Well, I think it's a matter is so important. And, you know, this whole idea of ADD and ADHD, a relatively new syndrome. And so many people have said, oh, well, it's just because these kids aren't disciplined. It is primarily a neurological disease, isn't it, Betty?
Well, it's a learning problem. But just to show you the reversal, you may remember the miracle in Wisconsin where ADD worked with Appleton School. They took the worst school in Wisconsin and they pulled out the vending machines and the pop machines and natural ovens, went in there and gave children good nutrition. And these kids had learning problems. They were dropouts. Nobody was, you know, a lot of them were not doing well in school. And after that program was over, it was called Miracle in Wisconsin because it became the best school there with zero learning problems. And the kids went back to normal. So you really are what you eat, and you can help these people if you get these products out that are destroying their brain.
And what is the most frightening thing, and what is so hard to believe, is that they are intentionally destroying the brains of our children.
Our
when you
children.
Understand that, they know what they're doing. It's not that they don't know. The scientific studies are there, and they're doing everything they can to suppress them. And to make anybody who talks about this sort of thing out as sort of a kook, oh my goodness, how could that possibly be? After all, if this was a problem, your doctor would know. You ask your doctor. And the trouble is, the doctors don't know because the information is suppressed.
And you know, if there are safe sweeteners out like stevia, and there's a new one called Just Like Sugar that Dr. Blaylock asked them to run an analysis on, and it's now in Whole Foods and wild oats, and it's just chicory and orange peel and calcium and vitamin C, and is safe. So if somebody doesn't want to use raw sugar, I wouldn't recommend refined sugar, but there are safe sweeteners out there. There's absolutely no reason to use these chemicals. And just today, Coke has announced they're putting out a green tea with aspartame in it.
Is that nice? Well, tell me about the relationship between aspartame and diabetes. What's the relationship?
Well, first of all, as Dr. Roberts, who is a diabetic specialist, says, it not only can precipitate diabetes, which is a reason for this epidemic, but it simulates and aggravates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy. It destroys the optic nerve. It causes diabetics to go into convulsions, and it interacts with insulin. So if you want to kill a diabetic, that's all he's got to do is take NutraSweet. And they're losing their limbs. It's just a horror story. They're getting retinal detachments, all the different things that, you know, the effect of methanol in the retina of the eye. And, you know, they don't realize these are not a diabetic problem. These are because they're taking this deadly drug. And it was in The Ecologist, which is one of the most prestigious magazines in Europe, who came out with a front page story, which we have on web, starts out by saying in the beginning, aspartame was listed with the Pentagon in an inventory of prospective biochemical warfare weapons submitted to Congress. So, you know, they knew from the very beginning that it would destroy the brain and ravage every organ in the system.
Yeah.
So it's a known thing, and it's in articles. We even have it in NutriPoison, some of the information about it in an article on Doorway.
Now, tell me about this article in The Economist. Was that a recent article? How long ago was that?
I think it was about 6 months ago. If you go to WNHO.net, click on aspartame, you know how to do a find, control F, you just put in the word shocking. because the name of the article was The Shocking Story of the World's Best Sweetener, and it will pick it up. It's a cover story about Don Rumsfeld and Diet Coke and sick mice on the cover, and it's 17 pages.
Well, I think
the whole dateline and the horror story of what it took to poison the population.
And ladies and gentlemen, I would like to suggest that America is under attack today. It's been under attack by the Secretary of Defense, who's sending our boys to Iraq to fight and bleed and suffer and die, but never to win. But he has also unleashed a chemical attack on the American people. He knows exactly what he's doing. Do you know a better way to destroy the nation than to destroy the minds of the people of this country? Our guest has been Betty Martini. Her website's www.wnho.net. That's www.wnho.net and doorway, doorway.com. God bless you, Betty. I've got to get you back on other programs real soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
America Discount Home Medical Equipment sells at discount prices. We sell wheelchairs, oxygen equipment, hospital beds, commodes, bath safety products, walkers, and other items needed for the care of your loved one at home. Our phone number is 1-800-956-6616. We sell at one half of retail price or less. We have free shipping and no sales tax for any shipment outside of California. You can expect to receive the item within 7 days. Our website address is www.home-med-equip.com. Again, our phone number is 1-800-956-6616.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and let me suggest you get the information. We've got a great 4-tape set on aspartame. We've got Dr. Russell Blaylock's book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. Just remember Dr. Blaylock's book on excitotoxins. We've got Dr. Roberts' book, Aspartame, The Forgotten Disease. And then, of course, we carry the video Sweet Misery. That's Corey Brackett's excellent production. And we'll soon be carrying her a Sweet Misery. And if you want to order it, why, we'll get it for you. And I think it'll be the same price as the Sweet Misery. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will want to get the other information we carry on the fluoride, how they're poisoning our children with fluoride. And if you haven't heard my talk on fluoride, you'll certainly want to get that. It's called Hidden Agenda. You get the syllabus with that at a reduced price, and you'll get all the scientific studies that you need. I mean, do you wonder why so many men have erectile dysfunction? Why, very simply, because the fluoride knocks down the testosterone level, and it decreases sperm count, it decreases sperm motility, and that's why so many of our increased incidence of Down's disease. They know that. This lowers the intelligence. It produces brain tumors, and I'm talking specifically about fluoride. It produces tumors, mostly osteogenic sarcomas. It's the aspartame that produces the brain tumors. And there is so much evidence out there of the harmful effects, even on the heart. Doubles the incidence of heart disease. In areas where they have fluoridated water, and you're never going to hear these things, you need to get our material that's called the Hidden Agenda and the Hidden Agenda Syllabus. And then, of course, understand they're doing the same thing with mercury. You need to get our 4-tape sets on mercury. You need to get the book, Evidence of Harm. You need to get our 4-tape sets on autism. You need to get the information to learn that they're poisoning our children's minds. Our great new DVD is the one we have. Actually, it's on VHS, but it's Dr. Aob's talk on influenza vaccine and how they're giving it to pregnant women and destroying the children in their wombs. And there's so much information you need to get. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And order these various products. Let me remind you, we are putting on an all-day seminar here in the Monterey Bay Area at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. And there's going to be serving lunch. We're going to bring in Constance Cumby from Detroit and Chris Pinto from Southern California and a great lineup of speakers. And we do hope many of you can come. And there'll be so much information there, the information you need to get to help get the truth out across America while we still can. That's October 29th. And if you're going to come, you've got to have reservations. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you, if you would need the Berkey products, why, we do carry those. If you'd like to get, you know, information on health products, we actually have that. And we've laid in a good supply of health products, the vitamins and minerals and the various things we take that we think are so important for protecting your health. Again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a health catalog, we'll certainly be glad to send you one. If you'd like a food catalog, knowing about the foods that you can get, the long-term food storage at very competitive prices, why, just ask for the food catalog. And then, of course, we hope you'll go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. If you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, we'll be glad to send it to you. But ordinarily, you can pull our newsletters down off our Internet site. You can get the information on the health products. You can get the information on the food products up there. And, of course, you can hear us on satellite 9 hours a day if you're up on Telstar 5. Why, you can actually hear our programs on radio, on the Internet, on 4 different networks. But we need your help, quite frankly. And if you, anyway, you can possibly join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We hope you will. And you'll become part of the Radio Liberty family and join us in this epic struggle to determine whether this nation or any nation conceived under God can long endure. So just please hang on there. We'll be back in a few minutes. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And we'll be back in just a moment for the next hour of Radio Liberty.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and provides prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
This is Arthur Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guest, and the views of our guest this afternoon will be those of Joel Skousen. Hi, Joel. How are you doing?
I'm just fine, Dr. Stan.
Well, these are certainly exciting times we live in, aren't they?
Yes, and our purpose today, I guess, is to try to get through what is bluff and what is real.
All right, fine. Well, that's why we ask you to come on here. Of course, Joel publishes every day on the Internet at World Affairs Brief an analysis of what's going on, and then once a week, why he or Daddy goes through and summarizes everything. He does that every Thursday, so you probably just get finished doing up your newsletter, didn't you?
That's correct. So your listeners are going to get a preview of tomorrow's brief.
All right, fine. Let's go for it.
Okay. Main topic is the big lie, Bush getting tough on North Korea. You know, in the wake of North Korea's underground nuclear test, it's still not totally clear whether or not Pyongyang is bluffing or not. As this defense analyst Michael Evans said, there's still no definitive proof that a nuclear device had been detonated at an underground facility in northeast North Korea, according to Western intelligence sources. First of all, there have been no radioactivity determined by the Constant Phoenix aircraft. This is a U.S. surveillance aircraft, essentially a modified Boeing C-135. It used to be the type of tanker aircraft they used in the Air Force, and this one's been modified to sniff out residual nuclear traces. It's unclear to me as well why we would risk getting something shot down, a physical airplane that would have to fly that close to the ground in order to trace out any radioactive particles. It's not really entirely sure whether or not there should be any. This was an underground test. It was a small blast given by its seismic signature. And there's a couple of theories out there. It's even possible the nuclear device failed to fully detonate. As your listeners may be aware, a nuclear device has a tritium core nuclear material, and it's surrounded by conventional explosives, which have a wrap of explosives around this, and they try to increase the pressure through explosives enough to cause the nuclear reaction to begin. And if the nuclear explosive is not set exactly right, and that's why they do tests, then it doesn't detonate or fully detonate. And it's also possible the North Koreans set off a large conventional explosion, faking their entrance into the nuclear club. But it really isn't relevant whether or not they actually did. The U.S. has to take this seriously, and it really doesn't want to take it seriously because there's a conflict in U.S. policy. That is, they're intending to attack Iran with or without nuclear weapons, with or without evidence. Now we have North Korea throwing it all up into the United States' face about having nuclear weapons, claiming it, and now doing a test. This comes several weeks after launching six or seven missiles off into the nearby oceans as a provocation to the United States. And the United Nations and the United States continues to do nothing. And so what I'm doing in this brief is analyzing a very interesting news conference with the president, whereby he had a variety of subjects to talk about, and the press only seemed to want to talk about one thing, the apparent hypocrisy between the U.S. policy towards Iran, a very hardline policy, and the apparent permissiveness that's been going on for many years with Pyongyang.
Well, that thought will be right back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Just for a moment, please. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Joel is just talking about the fact that President Bush has actually waived certain restrictions on trading with North Korea, and we're promising to give them some $95 million. And what is the justification for that?
Well, this was to build two non-proliferating nuclear reactors to supposedly, in exchange for shutting down their nuclear program.
Well, that was done under Clinton, wasn't it?
Well, it started under Clinton during the 1990s. But the point is the funds had been held up because North Korea was cheating on the agreement. So in 2002, Bush decided to go ahead and give the money to North Korea anyway. And in doing so, he also had to waive the framework agreement's requirement that North Korea allow international inspectors to ensure it was not hiding away any weapons-grade plutonium. So Bush actually waived the requirement for international inspection. And then he said that this decision was, quote, vital to national security interests of the United States. Isn't that amazing, Dr. Stan?
Well, I think, that the American people just cannot believe what you and I both know to be true, and that is going all the way back to the time of the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917 and 1918, American corporations and banks and government agencies have funded both Russian communism and Chinese communism. And, of course, we've, in one way or another, helped the North Koreans ever since the Korean War. But we can't let the American people know that, because they're supposedly the wicked enemy.
Well, that's why I'm focusing this week on my analysis on the difference between the rhetoric and the reality. The reality is the president and both parties, Clinton and President Bush, have given in to and coddled North Korea and made sure that it was not destabilized. It even knew that the food aid was going to be used by North Korea to be used as a coercion. It was only to be given to people who were starving if they joined the Communist Party. And even though the U.S. had whistleblowers attesting that, they continued to give the food aid despite knowing that the government of North Korea was using it in a coercive manner. Now, even the White House press corps couldn't keep from hinting at U.S. hypocrisy in the president's special news conference this week. Here's a few excerpts with my comments on them. Bush says, quote, "I'm pleased that the nations in the region are making clear, I ask how so, to North Korea what is at stake." You know, that nobody's made anything clear except they're supposedly upset. And I want to know, why should they be upset? What does it do to test a nuclear weapon? I mean, there hasn't been any overt threat. What it really indicates, and what I think the United States is busy rabble-rousing or getting the Bushes all activated, is because they know that North Korea is going to focus on pushing the administration to do something about their nuclear program, knowing that they will not. And, you know, I have explained in past briefs that this is a sham, a ruse of first-class proportions that China and Russia supposedly allies with us trying to get North Korea to dismantle its nuclear program. North Korea is a client state of Russia and China. North Korea's nuclear program is far more advanced than any of us would be led to believe. In fact, I believe that they just simply set off a small device only to shield the fact that Russia and China have given them full access to full nuclear weapons, as well as missile technology. And, you know, they have huge tunnels and underground stockpiles of missiles that we don't really know how to calculate other than to estimate. So this could all be a ruse, but one thing is for sure, you can't trust Russia and China to twist the arm of someone that they created. This is like their own child. But in any case, the basic deception is we in the international community will put pressure and sanctions upon North Korea, of which they cannot agree to, and the U.S. is downplaying in the United Nations right now that Russia and China keep basically negating the fact that they're going to allow any great amount of sanctions. And even if there are sanctions agreed upon, Russia and China will continue to violate those sanctions. There's nobody to stop them from shipping or continuing to ship anything they want into North Korea. And certainly the U.S. cannot be counted upon to blow the whistle on Russia and China for violating that. So the president says peace on the Korean peninsula requires that these nations send a clear message to Pyongyang that its actions will not be tolerated. My comment, it will be tolerated. And you can mark my words, this will all be a bluff, this will all be a lot of high-powered rhetoric, but the U.S. will do nothing, and nothing is more symptomatic of that than when these newspaper reporters continue to try to push Bush and show out the hypocrisy and push him to say, well, what are you going to do if they don't abide? Here's what he says. First of all, the United States remains committed to diplomacy, says the president. The United States also reserves, quote, all options to defend our friends and our interest in the region. Now, of course, that all options is code word for the military option. This option is effectively negated by Secretary Rice's statement yesterday affirming that the U.S. has, quote, no plans to attack North Korea. Continuing with the president, so in response to North Korea's provocation, we will increase defense cooperation with our allies, including cooperation on ballistic missile defense. Now, of course, That's another boon to U.S. defense industry exports of the anti-ballistic missile system, which essentially is a useless system. Doesn't have a warhead, has to have precision contact with the missiles coming into a country, which is very difficult to get. The U.S. only has a spotty test record, and some of those tests have been falsified because they had homing devices on the missiles. He talks about protecting against North Korean aggression. Of course, the U.S., I don't believe, has any intention of stopping or preempting that aggression. The cooperation to prevent North Korea from exporting nuclear and missile technologies, which the U.S. neither will the U.S. do any more than it does now. North Korea continues to export missiles in a variety of, to a variety of Eastern, Middle Eastern countries, including Iran. And those ships leave monthly from North Korea, are tracked by U.S. satellites. So all of this is hollow rhetoric when the U.S. says that they're going to prevent North Korea from exporting nuclear and missile technology. We will take, quote, the necessary actions to achieve these goals. No specifics there. We will work with the United Nations. We'll support our allies in the regions. Note the absolute refusal, I say, to do anything unilaterally in China's backyard, a clear sign that the U.S. is only bluffing. He says, and altogether, we will ensure that North Korea understands the consequences if it continues down this current path. I ask, what consequences if there are assurances of no military action? You know, how do you put economic sanctions on a country that has almost no commerce with other countries in the West anyway? I can remember a time, said Bush, when the administration goes it alone, or when people said the Bush administration goes it alone too often in the world, which I always thought was a bogus claim to begin with. And I ask, is Iraq too far away for you to remember, Mr. President? And now all of a sudden people are saying, you know, Mr. President, the Bush administration ought to be going it alone with North Korea. Now, here, Bush is referring to what others call, including North Korea, bilateral negotiations. This is not referring to go it alone, meaning attacking North Korea. That's not what he's referring to. He says as to unilateral negotiations or bilateral, that means one-on-one North Korea and the U.S. It didn't work in the past, is my point, said the president. The strategy did not work. My comment is it didn't work because Clinton and Bush gave them what they wanted with no inspection guarantees of compliance. The president says, I learned a lesson from that and decided that the best way to convince Kim Jong-il to change his mind on nuclear weapons program is to have others send the same message. Well, my comment is, if the message is permissive, if the message doesn't have any teeth in it, it doesn't matter how many nations join in the chorus, Kim simply will laugh it off, as he is now. So Bush sees where all this is heading, and he tries to head it off by bringing, in this press conference, Iran into the discussion, as if it's equivalent, that both problems can be solved diplomatically. And that's where he's going to try to go here. He says, but the United States' message to North Korea and Iran, and the people in both countries, is that we have to want to solve the issues peacefully. Now watch this sly double standard as he talks about the compliance he articulates for Iran as opposed to North Korea. Quote, he said, there's a better way for you in North Korea. Here's a chance, for example, to help your country economically. He's inferring more promises of aid, just like the failed accords of 1994. That certainly didn't ameliorate North Korea in the least. And all you've got to do is verifiably show that you're, in Iran's cases, that you've suspended your weapons program. Okay, so Iran's got to give it up completely. In North Korea's case, says the president, that you've got international safeguards on your program. Aha. Now there's a double standard there, Dr. Stan. Meaning, we're going to let North Korea have their weapons program with safeguards against proliferation, but not Iran, even with international inspections. It's very obvious the president got prepared by his advisors for this upcoming press. He knew these little nuances to say, as difficult as they are for the president to remember and say anything but nuance. But the White House press, lackeys though they are, smell an opportunity to trap the president. One reporter asked, what about the red line, sir? Now, red lines are supposed to be, quote, go no further demands that if violated will result in military action. Red lines are very popular in Israel. They say, terrorists do this and this is, we'll obliterate them. And they do it and they don't. You know, it's just red lines are being violated. And Bush evades setting a hard line despite his numerous, we will not tolerate statements. which I can cover. I hear break music coming up.
Well, I think that it's really so important to understand that, that the United States State Department and the President say one thing, and then they do another. And I think the most important thing for people to understand is that the people who control our State Department have been actually helping communist regimes throughout the decades. They've installed them in country after country, whether it be Zimbabwe or South Africa, or recently in Nepal. And certainly we're helping the people in North Korea. The average American has absolutely no realization of what's really going on in the world today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, folks. Jack Browner from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-339-1700. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-339-1700. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-339-1700. That's 1-800-339-1700.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Come on. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Joel Skousen, and he's talking about the press conference where the president was asked by the White House press staff, you know, why, after he had said back in 2003 that he was drawing a line in the sand, this was it. You know, if Korea stopped over there, why, we were going to take action against them. And now they've progressed, and they supposedly have had a successful nuclear testing, and the president is backing down, saying, equivocally, well, you know, we're just going to have to keep, you know, letting him know we're very serious. But the White House staff is saying, but President, Mr. President, you said that before. You were going to do something. You didn't do it. You had a chance, of course, to take out or perhaps to have attacked their nuclear facilities before they had a bomb. And you didn't do it, and so, and George Bush is simply evading all of the questions. So pick up the story, Joel.
So the reporter continues and says, when you spoke a month or so ago to the American Legion, that was in Salt Lake City, you talked about Iran and said there must be consequences for Iran's defiance, and we must not allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. I'm wondering, sir, your administration has issued these kinds of warnings pretty regularly over the last 5 years, and yet these countries have pursued those nuclear programs anyway. And I say, without consequences. I'm wondering, what's the difference about the current set of warnings? Bush, that's a fair question. First of all, I'm making it clear our policy hasn't changed. My comment is, what he isn't revealing is that there is a different policy for Iran as opposed to North Korea. That difference hasn't changed. But he isn't saying that. He's making it appear as if his policy of being tough on them hasn't changed. But it's only rhetoric. He says, I thought you were going to ask the question, following up on Sanger, how come you don't use military action now? Now and some wonder that. As a matter of fact, I'm asked questions around the country. Just go ahead and use the military. And my answer is that I believe the Commander-in-Chief must try all diplomatic measures before we commit our military. Now, I might interject here, Dr. Stan, he said that about Iraq war, he said that about Iran, he said that about North Korea. But mark my words, there will be a difference. Everyone knew when he was saying about Iraq, because we had intelligence that he was preparing to attack, and he did attack. We have intelligence he's preparing to attack Iran, and he will attack Iran. There is no intelligence indicating he's preparing attack on North Korea, and he won't attack North Korea. I believe diplomacy, he says, we're making progress when we've got others on the table. Progress? Let me analyze that. Iran has asked for direct talks, and Bush puts up huge roadblocks. He says, no talks till you quit all enrichment. Now, that's like saying, we'll talk after you completely give up your position. Well, what's there to talk about if the other side's given up their position? North Korea talks have made no progress. They're a total failure. So where's the progress he's talking about? Where's the justification for more talks with North Korea? If there's any set of talks that have reached a dead end, it's the 2 years, 3 years almost now, talks with North Korea. So the next reporter challenges the president's insistence on diplomacy by questioning why he won't engage North Korea in one-on-one talks. Are you prepared now to just take the possibility of one-on-one talks with North Korea off the table? Meaning, are you prepared to switch positions and decide to talk to North Korea one-on-one? Bush says, I'm saying as loud as I can and as clear as I can that there is a better way forward for North Korea and that we will work within the context of the six-party talks. Now, so he's reiterating the position. We'll only talk with the other people at the table. The establishment line is that the U.S. doesn't want to hold one-on-one talks with North Korea so as to not give that regime legitimacy. Well, that's just a cover, in my opinion. Secretary Rice even admitted today that the U.S. has private contacts with North Korea. They do with all their enemies. We're not without contact with them. We even have channels that we still pursue. Now, there's an open admission that they're talking one-on-one with them, but they deny it publicly. And I think there's a reason. It's a very sophisticated reason. You know, the U.S. has never challenged the legitimacy of North Korean regime, even though it was never elected, even though there's no democracy. It's not calling for regime change in North Korea. It worked to preserve the regime change from utter defeat by calling on the truce in the Korean War, just as we were winning the war, where they would have capitulated, and then Truman called for a truce. I suspect this policy of not talking to North Korea is due to U.S. deference to Russia and China, who control North Korea. I think working through Russia and China continues the U.S. policy of making it appear as if Russia and China are our allies, which is part of the globalist charade of downplaying the real future enemies, Russia and China.
But of course,
North Korea is there to act as a trigger for the next war, but not yet.
But, Joel, we're doing everything we can to build up the military potential and economic potential of communist China. Our corporations, our World Bank, our International Monetary Fund, our Agency for Asian Development and Foreign Development, International Development, have funneled literally trillions of dollars over there. Our banks, I mean, this whole miracle in China is a result of American financial help to a country that says that America is their major enemy. Most of what's going on just doesn't make sense if you look at it logically.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Admit it, the moral rot in America runs deep. Massive debt, rampant materialism, pedophilia by clergy, endless war, and yes, the sin of religious cannibalism. Communion was practiced by the Aztecs, Egyptians, Babylonians, and Gnostics of the mystery schools long before the Messiah was born. Due to carefully placed forgeries within the New Covenant texts, the worship of pagan gods prevailed. The Church's sacred cannibalism service, known as communion, is based upon words the Messiah never said. The Savior was no cannibal. He lived and taught the Torah. See proof, get the book. Communion, the Blood Fest of Babylon today. Write to Two Witnesses Ministries, P.O. Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Or call 325-572-3913. Yes, Gnostics did hijack the NT to fulfill their devious plan to make abomination look holy. Gnostic conspiracy exposed in Communion, the Blood Fest of Babylon. Call 325-572-3913.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The military.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Briefing. Before we go on, Joel, I'd like you to get your webpage out and help people get a sample copy of the World Affairs Brief.
The website to go to is www.worldaffairsbrief.com. That's written as one word, worldaffairsbrief.com. And there you'll get a sample of the titles of the current World Affairs Brief, and then after that you have the daily postings from my research staff of the top stories of the day from conventional news sources. They sort through them so that you don't have to. You get only the important ones. And then on Friday I analyze those important stories, and as we're doing here today. You can get a free sample copy of the World Affairs Brief by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. That's editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And I'll be happy to send you last week's and this week's tomorrow.
All right, fine. And so I recommend the World Affairs Brief to you. I go there every morning, first thing to that website, after I read my emails, to scan down and see what's really going on in the world and get all sorts of information from India or from the Asian Times or from Europe or the information you're not getting through the regular channels here, as well as, of course, contemporary stories as well. Well, Joel has been talking about the fact that President Bush keeps talking about taking a strong stand against Korea, but it's quite obvious that it's all rhetoric. He says, of course, we're not going to have a nuclear Korea. We have a nuclear Korea. People ask him what he's going to do. Well, he's going to have more diplomacy, but he's used diplomacy in the past. And, of course, nothing has really been successful. So pick up the story there, Joe.
Well, he can plausibly make the case that he's using diplomacy in both Iran and Iraq because he hasn't attacked one. But he's going to be in real problems when he begins the attack in Iran, which is, according to my sources, being scheduled for around the first of the year. He's going to be in real trouble with the hypocrisy position about not doing anything about North Korea. I mean, there'll be sanctions from the United Nations, but those are very paper sanctions when virtually they have a wide-open import system from Red China and Russia through their rear border that they share in common. Also in this press conference, Dr. Stan, Bush got cornered about the fence. You know, well, the White House never admits to caring what criticism comes forth from the Internet. They certainly are very much aware of it. And the reporters are, too, even though they don't give credit for the Internet bringing up these things. One reporter asked questioned Bush on the language of the Homeland Security bill that he signed. It only mentions, as I pointed out last week in the brief, a security fence. It does not mention a physical border or barrier, as brought up in many Internet sites. Question from the reporter. On a different topic, you have said that you will sign the border fence bill to build 700 miles of fence along the U.S., but DHS Chief Michael Chertoff has said it prefers to build a virtual fence of sensors and cameras rather than the actual wall. Will you, are you committed to building the 700 miles of fence, an actual fence? Bush says, yeah, we're going to do both. We're just going to make sure that we build it in a spot where it works. I'll have to see it to believe it, I said. It does appear that Bush will have to build some type of fence because he's gone on record now of saying that. But I'm going to have to see it to believe it because, you know, what he's talking about, he made some comment about urban areas backing right up to the border in Mexico and here in the United States when they walk across the street into Mexico. I can see them building some fences there as they have been around urban areas, but I'll be very strongly surprised if we see anything more than, 50 or 60 miles of fencing, not 700. And then he began to attack the report and says, I don't think DHS said that they want a virtual wall. I don't believe that's the only thing they said. It was the only thing that they said because I saw the news conference. Bush says, I think he may have truncated their statement because we're actually building a fence, and we've been building double fences in particular areas. Well, that isn't true at all. There's no double fences right now out there. As I said last week, only a physical fence lessens the Border Patrol task. Surveillance alone is very expensive and requires having to capture, detain, process, and deport illegal aliens. All this requires an armed confrontation. A surveillance camera or a remote piloted vehicle flying over can see these people streaming across the border. They've got to radio to Border Patrol that they're in a certain area. They've got to drive out there. They've got to find them out in the bush, which many are going to escape and not be seen. So there's no way that visual surveillance is anywhere near as effective as a physical fence that actually keeps them from coming across the border. That's what really lessens the Border Patrol task in many regards. One of the other subjects in the press conference, which was full of misrepresentations, this is what Bush led off to about the budget. He said, first, I want to briefly mention that today we've released the actual budget numbers for the fiscal year and ended in September 30th. These numbers show that we have now achieved our goal of cutting the federal budget deficit in half. and we've done it 3 years ahead of schedule. Well, of course, the government's fudging the numbers, which don't include the $400 billion robbed from the Social Security Fund every year. It also doesn't include putting all the military war spending in the Middle East off budget.
I think what you're really referring to is the fact that I think they came up and said we've had about a $250 billion budget this year, something like that, much better than expected. And yet they never tell you about all the things that are off budget. It's really close to, what, $600 or $700 billion?
That's correct. That's correct. So the actual deficit is closer to $1 trillion than a quarter of a trillion. So that's just creative accounting, just like Enron used, just like WorldCom used. The government's involved in that, too.
Except they sent they were going to send Ken later to prison for doing exactly what the current administration is doing, and that is cooking the books. And really, we're talking at least $600 or $700 billion. Some people say as much as $800 billion deficit this year, and they have the audacity just before the elections to come out and say it's only about $250 billion.
Well, and of course, that doesn't even include the unfunded obligations of government, the unfunded pension plans, the unfunded guarantees for loans all across the world, Export-Import Bank, unfunded guarantees of all of the banking system account loans of $100,000 per account. None of that is included in the deficit, and it should be, because those are things that eventually will come to pay, or ask to be paid. Well, Dr. Stan, there's a response surging against this Military Commissions Act. Some of these points I outlined in last week's brief. This act is so insidious that you need to analyze the details more than once. I learn something each time I read someone else's analysis. One of the best to capture the big picture was a constitutional lawyer named Stephen Rode. He wrote an editorial for the Daily Journal entitled Military Commissions Act Shames the Constitution and Weakens America. It's a brilliant short piece, and if people want a sample copy of this, I've got a website where they can go and read that. They'll get it in the sample brief if they email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. But in other news, Michael Ratner, the president of the Center for Constitutional Rights, the only one who really seems to be putting up a legal fight against this Military Commissions Act, says why it's crucial to our tradition of justice and civil liberties for all. Writing in The Nation, he says, I spent much of the week fighting against the passage of the MCA, or Military Commissions Act, which stripped the fundamental right of habeas corpus from non-citizens. Because so much of the debate was focused on prisoners held at Guantanamo, the new bill's full impact was poorly understood, but our loss in Congress last week has consequences for citizens as well as for legal permanent residents, green card holders, and non-citizens everywhere. And he talks a lot about habeas corpus, and he says, which has its origins in the Magna Carta of 1215. This is one of the longest standing rules of law in common law in the Western tradition. It's, quote, the Great Writ, protecting people from arbitrary detention, disappearing into indefinite detention without charges. This is the cornerstone, Dr. Stan, of Western justice. It's essential to the idea that laws, not individuals, be they kings or presidents, govern a land. And this has gone the way. Now, it's true that the bill only applies toward non-citizens as far as actually being tried before a military commission. But it is not true that caveat to non-citizens applies to the general principle of unlimited detention.
In other words, what they're really saying is that whether you're a citizen or a non-citizen, why, you can lose your right of habeas corpus, is that it?
Yes, by being declared by one of these, by the president or one of his secret tribunals, by being declared an unlawful enemy combatant. And the definition, believe me, is broad enough to include anyone who offers any kind of support, including verbal support, or what may be deemed by the government of support. Criticizing government, as you and I are doing, may well be viewed someday as support of unlawful combatants. And that puts you in the ring, so to speak, where you can be detained, put into unlawful detention, and they can lock you up and basically never reveal that they have you. There's no habeas corpus, and that's what habeas corpus was designed to prevent. was unlimited detention. I can't imagine any circumstance whatsoever, Dr. Stan, that anyone would ever write into law, if somebody had to write this into law, it's amazing to read it, all the words, and realize some Americans actually writing this piece of garbage, taking away habeas corpus, under the excuse, of course, that the courts are being overwhelmed, but you've only brought 10 people to trial in the past 5 years. How can you say the courts are being overwhelmed? That's a hypothetical. We understand that in wartime it's possible that people have to get justice delayed, that if you have a prison camp full of 2 million prisoners of war, you know, you don't have to bring them all before the courts within 30 days to have a hearing. And the point is, prisoners of war, you don't have any evidence other than the fact they were captured on the battlefield. There isn't any evidence to present. They were captured on the battlefield, so these are enemy combatants. These are prisoners of war. They're covered by the Geneva Convention. There's no need to put them through an individual trial individually. They were fighting for a cause. The cause lost, and you simply, once the belligerents are disarmed, you release them. And we've done that for centuries. They go back to a peaceful life. Now, if you can have specific witnesses that such and such a soldier or such and such an officer was guilty of war crimes, yes, then you can hold a trial. But that's a very, very small percentage. And there isn't any reason why normal and special tribunals, public tribunals, with all the rules of evidence, can't handle those. There just isn't any reason historically that we have to deny habeas corpus. Habeas corpus is the right to be brought forth and have the government explain why they're holding you and what charges they have against you. So, Ratner is right. It's just really a shame that we're having to ally ourselves with the far left, who has often been opposed to the kind of free market system that we conservatives, constitutional conservatives, want. And yet these people, you know, legitimately fear for our liberties. And while most Republican conservatives are so busy defending the president that they are in denial about the seriousness of what they have passed in this this bill.
Well, I share your concerns. In fact, really, there was an article posted on World Affairs Brief today written by a man who had been in the administration talking about how the people at the administration would call the religious people, the Christians, kooks and crazies and nuts. And this was the Mr. Karl Rove and all of these people treating the Christians with utter disdain. I'm sure you probably saw that article.
Yes.
And, of course, the average Christian, oh, my goodness, we have a Christian administration. They really, I think, need to get this book, are probably going to carry it, by a man who is there. And the way they insulted the Christians, they would spawn and smile at them. Oh, we just love you. We're doing everything we can to protect people's life and pro-life. And then where they were not there, they'd call them the crazies.
Well, the article basically is prefaced with the statement that the Bush administration was simply using Christians for political purposes. They had no intent, and they do have no respect for them. I mean, Bush has been having various Christian conservative leaders come in, and he sits down there and prays with them. But it's a show. It's just put on for show, and he's believable, apparently, that that it's worked. You have an awful lot of people who think they have insider connections with the White House, and they are going to support the president no matter what. But this is real life. This is real law. It's on the books. It's worse than the Patriot Act. You know, Ratner said that his Center for Constitutional Rights, along with lawyers from all political backgrounds, from some of the country's largest law firms, have filed habeas corpus petitions for nearly 500 detainees at Guantanamo, none of whom have yet had their day in court. So the court isn't even responding to these habeas corpus petitions. Isn't that incredible? Twice in the past 5 years, the Supreme Court has insisted that habeas corpus applies to these prisoners. So why isn't the Supreme Court enforcing this upon the lower courts? You know, there's rhetoric going on here, too, with hollow actions, too. And he says, but it's not only our clients who are in jeopardy under this new legislation. Americans need to remember that sweeps and mass detentions after September 11th, when thousands of non-citizens were rounded up and treated as terrorists. None of them turned out to be terrorists. Over 800, Dr. Stan, and none of them turned out to be terrorists. habeas corpus was their remedy. They could go to court, albeit it took them almost 2 years. The courts just decided on their own good time when they were going to hear it. But they eventually could go to court and force the administration to justify their detention. Now non-citizens could be rounded up, detained forever, and never get their case into court. Now that's the truth, and that's...
But I think what is so frightening is this definition of what a terrorist is, and it's really anybody who is critical of government, because when you're critical of government, you're helping the enemy, and that makes you and I terrorists.
Well, as he said, he says one more yet, tossing aside the habeas corpus issue. The only thing the military commission actually limits to non-citizens is being tried in a military commission. Detention is another thing, because that's based upon the definition. And you can be detained even as a citizen. And that's what he says here. The president, on his own authority, can detain anyone, citizen or non-citizen, anywhere in the world, whom he deems to be an unlawful enemy combatant.
Do you think that's why the administration authorized $385 million to give to Halliburton to build detention camps in America? Why are they building all these detention camps? Why would they authorize another $385 million when they already have a number of them that are just sitting there empty? What are they planning on? And where is the outcry from our responsible Christian leaders saying, hey, you know, the right of habeas corpus is one of the foundations of our Christian law here in America. And it's being...
I guarantee you, Dr. Stain, it won't be used to round up illegal aliens.
You can be sure of that. We're going to be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen right here at Radio Liberty.
American Discount Home Medical Equipment sells at discount prices. We sell wheelchairs, oxygen equipment, hospital beds, commodes, fast safety products, walkers, and other items needed for the care of your loved one at home. Our phone number is 1-800-956-6616. We sell at one half of retail price or less. We have free shipping and no sales tax for any shipment outside of California. You can expect to receive the item within 7 days. Our website address is www.home-med-equip.com. Again, our phone number is 1-800-956-6616.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Our boys. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and let me just point out, ladies and gentlemen, as I did just a moment ago, that in the name of fighting terrorism and Al-Qaeda and his wicked followers of Osama bin Laden, why, we're going to have to give up our freedom. The American people have forgotten that in 1995, the United States government backed Al-Qaeda and their followers in Bosnia. In 1999, the United States, under President Clinton, backed Al-Qaeda and their followers in Kosovo. Why would we do that when they were at war with the United States? And then, of course, today, we're funding Pakistan. That is, of course, they're funding the ISI, and Pakistani intelligence has always funded the Taliban, who are now located in northern Pakistan and moving back and forth into Afghanistan, where they're killing our boys, and it's like Vietnam all over again. When we funded the Soviet Union, that's funded the North Vietnamese who killed our boys. And who was the man who really controlled the Nixon administration during Vietnam? His name was Henry Kissinger. Who is the man who is advising the President of the United States, according to the recent book by Bob Woodward? Why, it's Henry Kissinger. Both the President and Dick Cheney meet with Henry Kissinger regularly as he directs the course of this war. It's Vietnam all over again. Only this time, it may well be you or a loved one who's rounded up because you've said something critical. You've criticized the government. You say it couldn't happen here. And I ask, why couldn't it happen here? We are a nation that's turned its back on God. And there's no instance in all history where a nation has rejected God, where God has not ultimately brought his vengeance upon that nation. Well, this is the time I need to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that we're having an all-day seminar, as we do every year. It's going to be held at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, and it's going to be on October the 29th. And we do hope if you're out there, you'll want to come. And if we don't get the American people informed and understanding what's really going on, very, very quickly, we're going to lose this country. So if you value your freedom and you're concerned about what's going on, we hope you'll join us on the 29th of October, the last Sunday in this month. And you're going to have to call 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We'll be serving lunch. It'll be a great time. Constance Cumbie will be coming in from Detroit. Chris Pinto from Southern California. A great lineup of speakers. So again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to, of course, get your Berkey water filters, we do carry those. They do help to subsidize what we do, and I think everybody should have filters in case of an emergency so they would have a water supply. But even more, if you're in an area where they have fluoridated water, do not drink the fluoridated water because it has a definite effect on your mind. I mean, what do you think the active ingredient in Prozac and Luvox is? Why, it's a fluoride. What do you kill insects with? Fluoride. What do you kill bacteria with? Fluoride. What do you kill rodents and other things with? Why, you use fluoride. It's one of the most effective toxins in the world. And you really need to understand that we are fluoridating our drinking water on a regular basis all across America. 67% of the communities in America have fluoridated water. And if you look at the statistics, if you have fluoridated water, you have lower fertility. Why is it that so many of our men have erectile dysfunction and sexual dysfunction? Why? Because fluoride lowers the testosterone levels. But you're never going to hear that discussed. So you need to get our material on water fluoridation. You need to get our material on so many things. And you can go to our website at RadioLiberty.com or call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Get my talk on the hidden agenda. Get the syllabus that has all of the documentation you'll ever need. The scientific papers which your doctor and your dentist have never read. And then, of course, understand that America is under attack today. And as our boys fight and die in Iraq and Afghanistan, we are destroying.
It happens only twice a year.
Here's your chance for your business to get discovered free. That's right, free. The Genesis Communications Radio Network is holding a contest for 2 weeks of free advertising for any new company looking to get national and global exposure. Simply call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332, and request a GCN Media Kit. You will then be automatically entered to win one of three campaign packages to run for 2 weeks free on GCN's AM and FM affiliate. Live internet streams.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With News on the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Scholl. A Republican member of Congress appeared before the House Ethics Committee concerning the Mark Foley Page scandal. Jerry Boatlander is on Capitol Hill.
The West Virginia Congresswoman Shelley Moore Capito is a member of the House Page Board. She says GOP leaders hid from her the inappropriate emails that Congressman Mark Foley sent to teenage male pages. That raises the question of whether there was a concerted effort to cover up the emails.
The committee also heard from another key witness.
Kirk Fordham was Mark Foley's chief of staff, and he says he told a top aide to Speaker Dennis Hastert several years ago about Foley's inappropriate behavior toward pages. Hastert's aides say they only learned last fall of an overly friendly Foley email to a former page and didn't learn until late last month